Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You've come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Scheich.
Hey, people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Scheich. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. Well, what are we going to talk about today? We're going to title the podcast Bastille Day. The Bastille Day comes up here on July the 14th. It is the kind of officially recognized beginning of the French Revolution. Bastille Day, July 14th, when they stormed the Bastille. And I think, there weren't too many, from what I know, too many people that were incarcerated there. There was a place where the French king incarcerated some political prisoners. There weren't too many there at the time. But in any case, we've just passed July 4th, which is the day, of course, where we celebrate the American Revolution, the Day of Independence, Independence Day, July 4th. And now we have Bastille Day, July 14th, so only 10 days after July 4th. So I thought it would be good for us to have some knowledge, some sense of what was different about the French Revolution compared to the American Revolution. When you compare the two, what were some of the differences? They certainly turned out very differently. The American Revolution and the subsequent Constitution that was put into place is still going strong. The French Revolution wound up with the Reign of Terror, wound up with an emperor, Napoleon, being coming into power. And I don't know how many different iterations of the French Constitution are now in place since that time. So very different results for sure. So I thought it would be good to take a look at some of the differences which resulted then in those different results. Why is this important for us to know? Because many of us listening are Americans. And I think it's important for us to know, as we compare our revolution to the French Revolution, what it is about the American Revolution that made it special, unique, and sustainable even to this day, so that we value those things and so that we don't lose track of them as we move on down the road of history. So I have, let's take a look at some things. I'll put them on the screen for those of you on YouTube. And if you're listening audio only on these podcasts, then we'll just go through them for you. So first thing I have is that the American Revolution was really not so much a revolution. It's called a revolution, but it really was about conserving the past, conserving the rights of Englishmen. So the colonists, many of them, believed that their rights as Englishmen were being taken away from them by the King of England. And they really wanted to go back to reestablishing those rights. That's different than the French Revolution. In the French Revolution, there was a king, and those who were involved in that revolution really were not aiming to conserve the past at all, but they were aiming to for a utopian ideal that they believed was possible. If only it were possible. And so they aspired to this utopian ideal that had never existed before. And whereas in reality, the American Revolution, those colonists were trying to go back to a reality that they knew had existed, and they believed the King of England had begun to violate their rights. So very different in terms of the goals of the revolution. Another key difference in those two revolutions is their view of humanity. The American colonists, by and large, believed that humanity is born evil. And one of the reasons they believe this is because that revolution was grounded in scripture. We'll talk about that in a minute. But they believed that humanity was born evil. And so they did not trust humanity. They did not trust even their fellow colonists. And so the government they designed was a government, you might be familiar with this phrase, of checks and balances. The French Revolution, very different, followed a guy named Rousseau. And he taught that humanity was born neither good nor evil, but that society corrupted people. And so they were born and had the ability to be good by their very nature, as long as society did not corrupt them. That's what the French believed. Well, that's simply not true. And when you found your revolution on things that are not true, that revolution is not going to succeed. So there you go. It turns out that people are born evil, and that was borne out as we'll see in a moment, in the Reign of Terror in the French Revolution. The third point I have on the screen, I'll read the third and fourth point together because they're very similar. The American Revolution followed a Great Awakening, what's called the First Great Awakening in the early 18th century. There was this time of a renewed spiritual awareness, renewed faith in God, a return to the scriptures and to biblical beliefs such as humanity is born evil and needs a savior. So the American Revolution, grounded in religion, specifically the Christian religion, versus the French Revolution, which I don't know how many, the number, but hundreds and hundreds of priests were killed in the Catholic Church in France because it was a casting off of religion. And in fact, they had the Temple of Reason. Their revolution was based solely on reason, and they cast off religion. So my fourth point is that the American Revolution was grounded in scriptural freedom versus the casting off of religion and God in the French Revolution. Now, why is it important? What's important about scriptural freedom? As the colonists in the United States read the scriptures, they saw a God who brought freedom to the captives in Egypt. That's, you know, the Israelites were enslaved in Egypt, and God freed them from slavery. That became an issue for many of the American revolutionaries as they held slaves and yet often believed that slavery was wrong. And so there was this great tension in the American Revolution. The biblical idea of spiritual freedom, well, what's the New Testament about except for the fact that Jesus came to give us freedom from sin? And so there was this real sense and this real goal of studying the freedom, the kind of freedom that Scripture talks about. That's going to come up in a little bit again. Compared to the French Revolution, which was a casting off of religion, a casting off of God, that was, you know, God and religion and all of that was very passé. We need to focus on human reason. So the French Revolution really raised up humanity as the deity. Well, that is not going to go well. Fifth point on the screen is the American Trinity. We did a podcast on this on July the 4th. E pluribus unum, out of many one. Liberty and in God we trust, compared to the French Trinity, if you will, of liberty, equality, and fraternity. These look very similar, but in practice, they are very different, particularly as regards what liberty means. There's the word liberty in the American Trinity, and there's the word liberty in the French Trinity. Liberty in the American Trinity is surrounded by the words in God we trust. So it is an ordered liberty under God. It is not a liberty to do whatever you want. The French have that. Liberty for the French means to do whatever you want as long as it doesn't harm someone else. Well, of course, if enough people get together and say what we're doing is not harming someone else, then it becomes essentially mob rule. And whatever the mob says is okay to do is okay to do, and liberty runs amok. And you wind up with, of course, as we've spoken about, the Reign of Terror in France. There's five more items I'm going to go through, and they'll point us again to the Reign of Terror. The word equality in the French Trinity. The American idea of equality is very different than the French idea of equality. Now, listen closely, because the American idea of equality is changing, and this is important for us to realize, take note of, and watch out for the consequences. So in America and its founding, equality meant equality of rights, that each person was created in the image of God. There's that pesky God again that the Americans had, that the Americans had faith in. Equality means every person is created in the image of God and has the same rights. Versus the French idea of equality. The French idea of equality was to have equality of outcomes. There must be equality of outcomes. So if there are 10% of a certain race in the country, then there must be 10% of that race in a particular office or holding a particular rank in the military or whatever. If there are X percent of this, then there must be equality of outcome, and we have to start measuring those things. Well, the only way to achieve those things is to limit liberty and, in fact, impose tyranny, because tyranny is the only way you can get to equality of outcomes. That becomes a great problem for France. Think about what's happening in the United States. Are we moving toward a French idea of equality? That could be very dangerous for us as a culture. In addition, similar to this, my next bullet point is in the United States, very shortly after the completion of the Revolution and the founding of our Constitution, there were the 10 amendments of the Constitution, the first of which gives many freedoms to the people. It says the government cannot impede these freedoms, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and so forth. In France, well, equality was a higher value. And in order to achieve equality, you must have tyranny, the tyranny of the state. And so the state could then begin to impinge upon those freedoms, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, etc., etc. And so the French Revolution quickly deteriorated into, as we said before, the Reign of Terror. It quickly devolved. The United States Revolution kept a higher value on ordered liberty under God, on those freedoms, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, etc. And so it achieved a far greater result. We need to be careful as we move ahead that we do not become more like the French and their revolution. We need to hold true to the values of the American Revolution, which are really drawn not only from reason, but from, here it comes again, the scriptures. Liberty under God versus a liberty without bounds. We've already talked about this. Again, there's the God factor in the American Revolution. Our rights come from God. The Declaration of Independence is very clear about that. The French have no God in their Declaration of the Rights of Man and Citizen. Very different. And so you wind up with chaos and essentially mob rule. In fact, let's get to that one. That's the ninth bullet point. The American Revolution really was founded on democracy, founding a republic, not a strict democracy, but a republic and the rule of law. That compared to the French Revolution, which really devolved into mob rule and, as we've said, the Reign of Terror. So what are we going to in the United States? Where are we at today? Are we focused on a republic and on the rule of law? Or do we see mobs beginning to form in the United States? Do we see violence and vandalism and destruction of private property and even murder by the mobs in the United States? We need to be careful of that, very wary of that. Our founders were very wary of that sort of thing because they did not believe that humanity was born neither good nor bad. They believed humanity was born evil. And when you put a mob together, you have a bunch of evil people running around, and only evil will result. We need to be very careful of that. The final bullet point, and you may think of more, I'm sure I haven't covered everything here, but my final bullet point is the character of the people involved in those revolutions. The character of the people in both revolutions was not perfect. We already said that in the American Revolution, we believe that people were born sinful. And so from our founding father, George Washington, all the way on down, they were sinful. However, some of the actions of, for instance, George Washington would be unheard of by people in the French Revolution. Particularly, we've gone over this before in a previous podcast, these things that are unique about Washington, particularly stepping down from power. King George III in England was shocked when Washington gave up his power as commander-in-chief of the revolutionary forces and went home to Mount Vernon. Those around the world who were kings were shocked when Washington did not accept the kingship in the United States, but rather the presidency, when after 8 years in office, he went home to Mount Vernon and there was a peaceful transfer of power to John Adams. The character of George Washington, just a tremendous blessing for centuries to come in the United States. Compare that to leaders of the French Revolution, characters like Rousseau, And the way he raised his family or didn't raise his family, the beliefs that Rousseau had that were completely unbiblical. Robespierre was a leader of the French Revolution. Robespierre loved the guillotine until one day he didn't love the guillotine, until one day the guillotine was turned on him. And Napoleon. Napoleon became the leader of France, and he did not voluntarily step down, but instead took on the title of emperor in France. So very, very different characters leading these two revolutions. Well, there you have it. That's an introduction to some of the differences between the American Revolution and the French Revolution. I think we need to be careful that we in America do not adopt some of the ways and some of the ideas, some of the practices that really led to the downfall of the Republic in France, which really the Republic never really got off the ground, actually, when it's led by Emperor Napoleon. We need to be very careful of that. A lot of those ideas of the French Revolution are very similar to ideas that have been adopted by communist nations around the world. We might call that leftism in the United States. This is not conservative and liberal I'm talking about, but leftist ideas. You'll see them crop up here, and they're very similar to the French Revolution, to communist revolutions around the world. So we need to be informed and just rejoice in what God's given us here and hold fast to the blessings that we've received here in the United States. That's what we got for you today as we think about Bastille Day and Independence Day and comparing those two. I want to encourage you to write us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. Let us know what you learned in this podcast, if anything, or what other items you'd add to the list of the differences between the French and the American Revolution. Remember that those who hope in the Lord will soar on wings like eagles. Thanks for listening to the podcast today.